This is Saturday, May 18th. What is the most valuable thing that you own? Is it your house or perhaps a piece of property, an investment account? Well, let me change that question just a little bit. What is the most important thing in your life? It may be a relationship more than something tangible. It may be a love you share more than an investment you own. Now, today we're finishing up our study of Psalm 73 from this week. Here's our text for today, Psalm 73, verse 23 to 26. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Now this is a song of Asaph, the worship leader for the people of God. He has come to God with a complaint about the injustice that he sees all around him. It just doesn't make sense that God has allowed evil men to prosper while he, the Lord's servant, has been afflicted. Where is God? Why must he struggle while the bad guys only seem to succeed? For Asaph, this inconsistency transforms him into an angry beast. He is mad at God. Now, we have learned that two major things have helped him find peace. First, he took his complaint to God. He didn't stew in it. Ruminating over it did not bring him any relief. It was only in confronting God, only in the presence of God could his heart be made right. And that's what worship is, the practice of coming before the face of God where our hearts can take their bearings. But then second, Asaph considered where the story is going. He played the story forward and saw the final destiny of those who oppose God and practice injustice. Now this final section we have before us today is breathtaking. He realizes that his hope is in God alone. Really, who does he have? What does he have without God? What is his life if it is not rooted in God? Now, I think of an ancient example of seeing this reality, a seeing that what we need is found only in God. It comes from Jesus. He was teaching one day one of the difficult teachings about following him, and here is what happened. This is John chapter 6, verse 66 to 69. We are told, "From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. 'You do not want to leave too, do you?' Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God.'" Now, this teaching of Jesus was so difficult to accept that we are told that some of his disciples quit following him right then and there. Now, the ones who left him were part of the 70 and not part of the 12. But Peter saw this happen and he thought about it himself. How did he resolve this problem? He knew there was no place to turn besides Jesus. He knew there was no hope for life and for eternal life without Jesus. And this is the realization that Asaph comes to as he wrestles with the problem of injustice in our world. Really? To whom could he take his complaint? Who could resolve the problem of justice in our world? Now here's a modern example. A terrific writer and apologist for the Christian faith, her name is Rebecca McLachlan. As a young woman, she gravitated toward same-sex relationships, and it looked like that would be the direction for her life. Then she met Jesus. She discovered the love of Jesus. Along the way, Jesus became her life, and afterward she realized that Jesus was leading her to change her position. This is what it meant to follow him. She asked, "What do I have but Jesus? How can I live in any other way than to honor him in all I do?" As a result, she found Jesus changed her heart. Rebecca has since married a man, and they have three thriving young children. and this would have been unthinkable for her before. This is what happened to her. It is what happened to Asaph, who said, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And on earth nothing I desire beside you. My flesh, my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." You see, Jesus led Rebecca into a completely new life, one of joy and peace. This has happened as she learned to focus on Jesus. And this is the ultimate destination of Psalm 73. First, we turn to God over the injustice in our world. This leads us to focus on God himself and to remember where our whole world, the story we're living in, is headed. And then we discover in the Lord himself all that our hearts have longed for, that he alone is the source of justice in our world. Let's pray together. Father God, we trust in you to guide our world toward righteousness. We pray for this for ourselves as well. Guide us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. In the meantime, help us to wait for your coming kingdom, for the time when you will make all things new. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.